Ahead of the World Bank meeting, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen had words. Some former Twitter executives sue to recover legal fees, and it's a big number. Hey, quick, check your closet. You may have some money hanging up in there. Walmart is losing interest in Chicago and closing stores there. You could see this coming from a mile away. Amazon is going to be starting to charge a fee for returning items. You heard that correctly. Single-use plastic bags are becoming costly. We've got the Wall Street Report, and yeah, we like football, but watching it soon to get pricey as YouTube takes over the NFL Sunday Ticket. You ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us learning a little bit more about some of the hot business news topics that went on today. You want to follow us on Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. When Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen offers an opinion, folks tend to listen. Now, just ahead of the meeting of the World Bank, she said her office does not see a recession coming for the United States. CNN is reporting that she said the American economy remains strong and its banking system is resilient despite some recent turmoil among some regional financial institutions. She added that the U.S. economy is obviously performing exceptionally well, noting solid job creation, moderating inflation, and robust consumer spending. Let us all hope she's correct. Well, it's another day that ends in a Y, so hey, why not have another Twitter story? Remember when that was not the case? Oh, sigh. Well, if you go to court a bunch, you know that it costs some serious coin. And several former Twitter executives are now attempting to have their former company cough up well over $1 million to pay for legal fees. Those fees were incurred by responding to shareholder lawsuits, federal investigations, and even a congressional hearing. The lawsuit by former Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal, former Chief Legal Officer Vijay Gade, and former Chief Financial Officer Ned Segal alleges that Twitter had failed to reimburse them for lawyers' fees in accordance with prior agreements with the company. Well, of course, Elon Musk fired the executives immediately after completing his acquisition of the company. CNN is reporting that according to exhibits filed with the complaint, Gade alone spent more than $1 million preparing for her testimony in February before the House Oversight Committee. That's when the panel held a hearing focused on allegations that Twitter censored conservative speech. One testimony, more than $1 million. It's some serious money going to court. Hey, for folks wanting to make a little cash or save it, secondhand clothing is making a big comeback. But it's not the high-end labels, but more modest brands that are all the rage. Things from Madewell, Zara, Urban Outfitters, Free People, Abercrombie & Fitch, and Levi's are now the most popular brands with the best resale value. CNN says this is all according to a new joint industry survey report from ThredUp. That's the world's largest online thrift and consignment platform and research and analytics firm, Global Data. So how big a deal is secondhand clothing? Hang on. This is amazing. Reworn clothing is expected to reach $70 billion in sales by 2027. That's from sales of $44 billion this year, according to the report. As many as 75% of consumers have shopped or are open to shopping for secondhand clothing, and demand has only grown during the pandemic. So yeah, check that closet. Make it quick. You got money hanging around in there. Wall Street closed mixed as investors wait for the Consumer Price Index report due out tomorrow morning. Those numbers from today, they're coming at you in just a bit. Walmart doesn't have a thing for Chicago, it would seem. The company has announced it's closing 4 stores in the Windy City. Bloomberg is reporting that while Walmart has developed neighborhood market stores with smaller footprints designed in part for city dwellers, the Bentonville, Arkansas-based company and its supercenters have the strongest roots in suburban and in rural areas. According to the company, the Chicago stores have not been profitable since opening the first one nearly 17 years ago. What took them so long, right? Walmart added that the stores lose tens of millions of dollars each year, and their annual losses nearly doubled in just the last 5 years. Walmart didn't describe the specific causes of its persistent losses in Chicago, but it has far fewer stores than its rivals. Target has 23 locations in the Windy City, German discount chain Aldi, 33, and Albertsons Jewel Osco, they have 37 stores in Chicago. Those stores, by the way, from Walmart will close on April 16. Cutting out 4 stores will leave Walmart with just 4 centers in Chicago proper. Staying with retail for just a moment, the story is that Amazon will start charging a fee when you return items to the local UPS store. Business Insider is reporting the e-commerce giant reportedly has started charging a fee for some returns made at UPS stores. While customers used to be able to drop off the returns at UPS stores free of charge, Amazon will now charge a $1 fee if customers have another free return option the same distance away or closer. Now, before you get all excited, you can still return items for free at Whole Foods, Kohl's, and Amazon stores. The new fee appears to be part of a twofold effort to trim return costs and discourage customers from using UPS. While Amazon used to outsource the bulk of its parcel delivery, it's built up its own delivery business over the past several years. Back in 2021, then-Amazon exec Dave Clark said Amazon was on track to become one of the world's largest carriers thanks to its fleet of cargo jets and delivery vans and web of fulfillment centers that are stationed worldwide. So, yeah, get ready to pay a buck if you take that return back to UPS. But you do have options. Remember that. Well, it's gone full circle. Remember when grocery stores would pay you a nickel if you brought in your own reusable bag? Well, that was before the pandemic. And then as things got worse with COVID, and we didn't really know much about transmission, stores no longer accepted reusable bags and everything went into single-use plastic bags. Well, now some retailers are going to charge you for those bags, and we're now back to carting stuff out in our reusable bags. This time, it's all about the environment and attempting to do away with single-use plastic that continues to plague the landfills, streams, lakes, and oceans. Now we have to get back into the groove, back into the habit, and use reusable bags, of which we bet you've got plenty of those hanging around. I know we sure do. The major U.S. market indexes closed mixed today, with the Dow gaining just 98 points to close at 33,684. At one time, the blue chips were trading much higher. The Nasdaq finished the day down by 52 points to close at 12,031, and the S&P 500 fell by just a fraction, closing at 4108. So what's going on? Investors are leery of the Consumer Price Index report on inflation that's due out tomorrow morning, so Wall Street is on a wait-and-see mode. Meanwhile, oil gained a bunch, like over $1.70, to close at $81.46 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with watching the NFL, you know, football. I will admit, I love the football season. I kind of go into a state of mourning after the Super Bowl, waiting for the next season to start. And I've been known to even watch 2 games at the same time. I know, pretty sick, right? Well, if you're also into the NFL, you might have used the NFL Sunday ticket to watch games. Well, now get ready to shell out more money. YouTube's new Sunday ticket packages could end up costing you as much as $489 to access this season's games. Google-owned YouTube acquired the rights to stream the NFL's Sunday games for around $2 billion annually as it attempts to transform into a traditional entertainment giant. The company is also looking to lean on their Sunday ticket acquisition as a way to lure new payers to its YouTube TV bundle. New subscribers will get a steep discount for signing up to the service during the current presale. Last year, Sunday ticket packages were sold and distributed by DirecTV and cost up to $396 for the season. Well, that is a wrap for the business news headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.